watch some TV. It'll help me to relax.
Cat, you have been howled by.
Are you kidding me, man? Grass? Who doesn't, you know? What do you think? I'm some kind of a hick?
Hey, you want to get high, man?
This howdy doody got wooden balls, man.
I got a joint here, man. I've been saved for a special occasion.
Choke it up, man.
Expand your mind. Grass is not a dangerous drug. You don't become an addict. Pot isn't bad for you.
The negative effects of smoking grass are exaggerated, and it doesn't lead to the excesses of behavior that alcohol does. Pot doesn't have the toxic effects of cigarettes. Smoking grass doesn't harm anybody.
I can't tell if I'm there or not. How do you tell?
Oh, you'll know when you are.
Oh, balls. It doesn't work for me. I'm a failure as a pot smoker.
Don't be sad. Someday you'll make it. Really.
Oh, baby, I feel high.
Grass is the greatest.
Everybody must get stoned.
Legalizing the use of marijuana is the answer.
I feel a lot better.
Give me my authorization. I'm the national director. Jump up now and know. Jump Up Now and Know is the organization of heroin enthusiasts who got together, put the brothers in touch with their cultural heritage, and raised and defiled brothers all over the world for hundreds of years have been heroin enthusiasts, been great contributors to cultural enlightenment and science, Samuel Taylor Collins, talking about Jean Cocteau. Now all these brothers have been forgotten. Now the image of the heroin enthusiast is just a stoop back, pin-eyed, skinny motherfucker climbing down some poor fire escape with 19 color TVs on his back. And that ain't right. And the reason for that, and the key to all that, is the quinine dealer. It's the quinine and the lactose man up there dealing twice as much quinine and lactose as they are pure good stuff. And all of us, one day I sat up, I jumped up, now we knew. I said, damn, here, I'm going outside, get a nickel bag every 5 minutes. Frankie up the block going outside, get a nickel bag every 5 minutes. Why don't me and Frankie and all the other brothers get together and go past this whole quiet man? So that's how it started. Now we got 4 million members. Every week, brother puts in $5 a week. And every week we charter a flight, we fly straight to Marseille. Everybody gets himself for his $5 a week out of the jump. Every week. Now boys up there going to work, taking care of business. All they got to do is they out there $5 a week, you understand? And we got cultural programs set up. We put in an application to the Ford Foundation for a building grant. We want to erect as a tribute to the people who have been ignored and vilified all these years. We're going to erect to them the tomb of the unknown junkie. On 137th Street on Lenox Avenue. That's gonna be made out of nothing but discarded spikes.
What will you do when someone offers you drugs?
I said, the drugs, but the drugs like me.
This is overwhelmingly a demand-driven phenomenon. Okay, people didn't want to use these drugs, didn't want to pay the final street price for these drugs. People wouldn't supply them. What we've been doing for decades is trying to keep these drugs out of the hands of consumers. And that's been a dismal failure. And so there's no way to chase these drugs around the source, as we've been trying to do in a very futile effort. It's been about as effective as shoveling water. right? It's like they call it the balloon effect. You squeeze on one end of the balloon, the other end expands. We've been waging a war against an enemy quite literally incapable of surrendering.
The war on drugs is bullshit, and we all know it. A lot of Americans know that. A lot of Americans on both sides of the political spectrum have seen this war is full of shit, and it's not doing any good. It's creating more problems than it's solving.
What do you think about the drug war? Is it a battle worth fighting? And if not this, what are the solutions? Let me cut to the chase. The answer is to put people in prison.
If you believe what it says in our Declaration of Independence, that government derives its just powers from the consent of the governed, what it means that is that when our leaders use our money, tax money, to surreptitiously, covertly propagandize against us, to manipulate our consent, if you will, then the public servants are now the masters, right? And we don't even know it.
And part of what they don't want you to know is this other war we're fighting. It's the war on drugs. It has cost hundreds of billions of dollars. It has cost lives. It's not working. We're not cutting down on drug use in America. And in fact, we're getting a lot of people across the world hating us because of it.
So the war on drugs is really sort of a cocksuck, isn't it?